Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for joining us. And if you are returning to this podcast, a double thank you for returning and joining me, and I truly, truly appreciate it. So glad you're here today. Want to talk about something that I think might be common for most of us. And this is called skipping steps. And I know you're wondering what that means. What does that mean to skip steps? But I think we all do it. And so today I want to read to you from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and it's about having inner peace. The peace of God fills me. A peaceful day can be upended suddenly by chaos or disappointment. Traffic is worse than usual. A needed computer system crashes, or I receive unwanted news. At any moment, outer circumstances can leave me feeling angry or frustrated. But I can choose to respond by making an unruffled, faith-filled realization. God is within and all around me right now. What a wonder it is that inner peace is a thought away. I need only remind myself that wherever I am, God is. I relax for a moment and choose to immerse myself in the comfort and love of God. I then open to clear inner direction, and the peace of God that surpasses understanding fills me with hope and calming assurance. And so it is. So today, I told you I want to talk to you about skipping steps, and I do. I want you to understand what that is. And the best way to explain that is to say that I am sure, I'm almost 100% certain that everyone out there listening to me has this one friend, okay? We all know her. She's this one friend that is on an endless search for love, right? She's hopping from one relationship to the next relationship to the next relationship. And initially, you kind of feel a little bad for her, because you know, she, when the relationships are over, she's crushed, right? She's devastated, and she's so down and blue, and you just gotta feel for her, you know, your heart goes out. And that's on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, you find out she's got a new guy, right? She's got this new guy, and she's in love with him, and he's the one, and she never knew how she made it without him before this. And you're like, wait a minute. Wasn't I just on the phone with you yesterday, and you were crying your eyes out, right? We all have that one friend. That one friend that just goes from one relationship to the next relationship to the next. There's no pause in between. There's no stop button, right? And you kind of asked her, and you kind of say, well, weren't you just crying about Jim or Joe or Bob or Bill? And she goes, oh, that's over. He wasn't the one. And you're going, oh, okay, right? And after a while, this starts to look like a movie. You know it, right? It just starts to look like a movie. And those people are real, and they exist, and that's how their life rotates. You know, once you learn that this is that person's pattern, you just kind of flow with it at that point. You go, oh, new one, yay, right? But what this person's doing is they are skipping the steps, okay? And when you think about it, human nature is for us to get where we're going fast. That's just how we are wired, right? We're wired as a group to survive. And part of survival is you got to get there, right? You got to get there, right? If you back in the day when we were catching our food, you got to get there, right? The food's not going to sit there and wait. The little rabbit or the little whatever it is, not going to sit there and wait for you. You got to get there. So we're wired for speed, right? That's why we started out walking. And then we went to a horse, right? And then we went to the train and then the plane. And I am sure at some point we're going to start doing space travel, but that's for another episode. We'll talk about that now. But you get my point, right? We're wired for speed. We want to get there. We want to move. We want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible. And while that works great for travel, that is disastrous for your personal growth. It is disaster with a capital D. So most people don't even recognize that they're on that get me there experience. They're just going through it, right? They're just next, 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 next. And that's called skipping the steps. Because see, part of the steps in human growth, in personal growth, in spiritual growth, to get you from point A to point B is you need to know you. You need to know you. You can't just run from A to B to C to D to E to F because it starts to become a revolving door. You know why? Because when you finish one experience, you were supposed to learn something from that experience that would carry you into the new experience. And when you run from A to B to C to D, right? One relationship to the next relationship, one job to the next job, right? One neighborhood or apartment to the next apartment, right? When you just keep changing, 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 next, 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 and you don't stop for a minute and you don't get the experience, you don't get the lesson out of that, then it becomes a movie. It's just a revolving door movie. It just goes over and over and it plays itself over and over. And to be honest with you, those people who do that generally, it is not intentional. They're confused because they really do want what they want. Like, you know, the woman who's going from relationship to relationship, she really does want love. She really does want a relationship. She just keeps thinking in her head that the next one will be it. Never stopping to say, what about me? What did I contribute to the last relationship that made it not work for me? What is it that I know that I've learned from that last relationship? Right? What did I learn? Did I learn that I don't want, I don't know, a cheater? Right? What are my deal breakers? What did I learn? What did I garner out of that relationship that I need to take with me into the new relationship? See, because that's how you grow. You grow from learning you, from learning what you want, what you don't want. What are your deal breakers? Everybody has deal breakers. But when you're running from one to the next, to the next, to the next, you don't stop to think about them. And so you take them, that same experience, into the new experience, and then you have the same experience again. And then you get upset and you cry, and then you start it all over again. So you cannot skip steps in life. If you want to grow in any aspect of your life, I am using relationships, but this pertains to every aspect of your life. You want to grow in your career, right? You know, you want to grow in your friendships, right? Whatever area you want to grow in, and we all need growth, you have to first get to know you and stop trying to skip the steps. Stop trying to get from point A to point B as fast as possible, right? Because in this arena of personal growth, speed is not the winner. Speed is not the answer. Speed is not going to get us the reward that we want. Knowledge is. Self-knowledge. Know thyself, right? Stop trying to skip the steps. And see, some of us try to skip the steps because the steps can be kind of painful. And another thing, you know, we are wired to avoid pain at all costs, right? Some of that stuff we don't want to look at. Like, you mean I'm a nagging person? You know, you mean I'm highly critical? Oh, no. You mean I'm highly judgmental? Oh, my gosh. No, not me. Well, maybe, yes, it's you. And maybe, yes, once you know that about yourself, you can kind of start to pivot from that, right? You can catch yourself when you become critical or judgmental, and you can say, whoa, 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 come on, come on back. Nope, not going there. That's not the thought I want to have, right? But you can't do that if you don't know it. And you don't know it if you don't stop running. So you have to stop running. You have to stop trying to skip the steps. You have to take time to know who you are. It's essential. Otherwise, I guarantee you, your life will be a revolving door movie. And after a while, your friends and family are going to be, saw this one. I saw this movie already. Yep. When you go to them and you want to tell them about, oh, whoa, it's me. They go, yep, that's okay. You know, I saw this one. Yeah, I saw this movie. Thanks. I even know how it ends, right? So get to know you. And one of the great ways to do that is, and a couple episodes back, I talked to you about getting a gratitude journal. And I hope you did. I hope everyone listening to me ran out and either went to Amazon or a store or wherever, got an app, I don't care how you do it, and got a gratitude journal. I hope you did. Because what a gratitude journal does is it kind of helps us to refocus our view of the world, okay? The gratitude journal gives us more of an outside view, right? It helps us to look outside and to see the glass half full instead of half empty. So that's what the gratitude journal will do. A personal journal, which is what I want you to get now, again, don't care how you get it, don't care where you get it. If you want to use pen and paper, fine. You want to use the app, fine. But you need something to record something. Okay? And a personal growth journal works inward. See, the gratitude journal works outward, and the personal growth journal works inward. It's going to help you to get to know you. So you can stop this movie. You can stop running from one to the one to the one to the next to the one to the next, right? A personal growth journal helps you record your moods and your feelings day by day. Now, you don't have to write a whole book day by day, because I'm hearing you. I don't have time. Oh, Lord, you're adding one more thing for me to do, and my day is already long, and I'm exhausted, and I'm stressed out, and I can't sleep, and da-da. I hear you. I hear you. I'm already hearing you. But this is for you. This is how you're going to grow. So I want you to carve some time out. And like I said, doesn't have to be a whole book. Doesn't even have to be a whole paragraph. But you need some sentences that explain how you feel each day. What's your moods and why? Why are you feeling this way? Why do you think you're feeling this way? Even if you don't know, take a stab at it. Because you see, the closer you get to knowing you, the closer you are to defining who you are, the movie stops, right? The revolving door movie will stop because you will have no need to run from here to here to here to here because you'll stand. You'll stand in who you are. And when your experiences come to you, you'll learn from them and you'll move on, but not in this panic race that you've been doing. This panic race, right? So that's what I want you to do today. I want you to not put it on your list of things to do. I want you to do it today. Get yourself a personal growth journal. It doesn't have to say personal growth journal. It could be a notebook from the corner drugstore. Don't care. Just get something and start recording how you feel so that you can get to know you, so you can stop skipping the steps. So I hope that this episode has been helpful to you. I hope it's something you can think about. I hope it's something that you can spend some time with and grow with. And I hope that you come back next week because I've got more good stuff I want to talk to you about. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.